We're kicking down this motherfucking door, and we're doing that.
Let's get into it. If there's anything that could be haunted, for sure that fucking chair's haunted.
Then again, the internet always wins. The internet always wins.
Searching around about this dock, I found...
Let's be frank, there's piss on the floor.
Was pulled out of power, and he was murdered by firing squad. I'll start huffing paint. Three Dudes in a Dock. That's the one.
That is what it's called.
Okay, welcome back to Three Dudes in a Dock. 1 week off hiatus for Easter. This week we watched the 2020 doc directed by Amy Ziering and Kirby Dick called On the Record. I'm with Mitch and Christian as always. Welcome back to another sexual assault doc.
Fucking classic.
Assalamu alaikum.
Seems like there's only a handful of like topics of documentaries out there, like war, music docs.
Yeah.
And murder.
Amy Ziering.
Sexual assault.
Amy Ziering and Kirby Dick corner the market on sexual assault docs.
Some would say profiting off of tears.
I'm not going to argue that.
No? Okay. I'm just saying. No.
Yeah. I mean,
good doc though.
Yeah.
Good doc.
That's cool. I didn't watch it.
Not surprised.
Oh no. Whatever. It was on Apple, man. They got enough money. Fuck them.
Did you find it anywhere else?
It was somewhere else, but I can't remember where.
I was told, I looked for it. It was on Apple. It was $10, I think.
I bought it.
So it was to buy, not to rent.
Yeah.
Still, I haven't paid $10 for a movie since earlier today, but.
Yeah. It was a better movie, or was that movie?
Fucking amazing movie.
Oh, okay, cool. But, cool.
Yeah, okay. I think it was also on another app, but I can't remember. When I went and bought it on Apple, it's like available on. I was like, well.
Whatever. I heard it was on HBO Max.
Yes, Crave.
Yeah. So
in Canada, Crave is the app that
I have the full blown Crave with HBO Max, and I looked it up and it wasn't there.
Oh.
So I called a friend of mine who's also into the streaming services. He has everything. And I asked him and he said that it wasn't there. But he has a VPN, so he just flipped and it was there.
It was on the American version or the
I don't know what he said. I think it was on
Swahili?
The UK version.
Oh.
UK TV something or other through HBO.
Yeah.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Netflix.
Yeah.
Spelled different, like tire or something in the UK.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy with like the entertainment industry? When people say it's run by Jews, and then it seems like there's a lot of sexual assaults coming out in the entertainment industry. So like, are Jewish people at the hand of all these sexual assaults as well? Like, is that a new conspiracy
theory? I don't think Russell Simmons is Jewish.
Okay.
I watched a different doc.
All right.
He's not Jewish?
I was just the industry in whole. Like, some Jewish guy that was like, yes, Russell, we allow you to do this.
Don't fucking spit roast me for this one.
I don't know, I'm not saying anything crazy. I'm just wondering if like, there's...
Well, no, but like, is Harvey Weinstein Jewish?
Yes.
He is Jewish?
Bro.
Okay. Don't go there.
Okay, Christian.
That's why I asked.
Christian, no. Just say his last name again, but slower.
I already said.
Yeah, so, and you asked if he was Jewish? You're dumb.
I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
So, okay,
I don't know.
Cool. This was about Russell
Hip-hop.
Brand.
Russell Simmons.
What?
Huh? He's the exercise man. He's the white exercise guy from the 90s.
With the afro?
Yeah. I know who.
Russell Simmons.
Fat Farm, baby.
Yeah, and...
Is P. Diddy in this?
No.
He interviewed a lot of people.
Yeah. I think. What?
Russell Simmons owns Def Jam.
Because it was Def. Yeah. That's why I said what.
Oh my God.
But yeah, like,
fuck you. You were making like 80-year-old jokes before we started recording.
Tyler, did you like this dog?
Yeah.
I never liked Russell Simmons. I always thought he was weird looking.
He's Jewish. He's not weird looking.
No, it's not the Jew part. Just
it's a different...
Okay. They run the industry as a whole.
It's a different Russell Simmons. Okay.
It's like the old adage of every conspiracy theory at the end of the day was like, I think you just don't like Jewish people. Like,
yeah.
It's weird.
That's just because they're bad conspiracy theorists.
Well, no.
They're bad at coming up with them.
Yeah.
Well, also because like there's no answer to a conspiracy theory when it's total fucking bullshit. So they just keep kind of moving the goalpost and further and further and further. And then eventually they know that like most people will jump on board or fucking stop arguing if it lands somehow on Jewish people.
So fat farm guy got a little too fatty in the farm, eh?
He got a couple fatties in a farm or two, yeah.
Oh, neato. Spaghetti-o.
I think.
Made them, like, do fun stuff?
So anyways, yeah, well, I'll kind of summarize what this is
about. I thought we already did.
So we didn't get too off track.
I thought that we covered it right there. First five minutes.
Main woman in the dock, she's a executive with Def Jam.
Okay.
Her parents were politicians.
Big ones, too, like the fucking mayor of D.C. and then a congressional speaker for something or other.
Yeah. Damn.
But
prominent people. You fucked the mayor's wife or a daughter. Ooh. Yeah.
She loved music, wanted to get into music. And by all accounts, like, was a really fucking unreal executive.
Yeah.
Like, came up with some, like, hits.
Cool.
She was head of A&R.
Okay.
Is that a division within?
No, like, A&R is like a, I could say a title, like, so Sony Music would have a head of A&R.
Yeah. It's from radio days or something. Like the actual title of it now, like what it is.
Like artists and recording.
It's something like that, something, but you're just like.
I'll look it up here in a second.
Yeah. Huh. Like if we had a record contract, I think from what I understand, and Tyler was A&R, like we deal personally with Tyler.
Okay.
And then Tyler would go to like the higher ups to be like, this is what my artists are doing.
You're almost like an account manager.
Or like Tyler brings, hey, there's these two idiots that make noise that we could make money off of. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh yeah, okay, cool. So I think that's what A&R shit is.
Yeah, so A&R, it's A&R. It stands for artist and repertoire.
Yeah.
Representative.
Oh, okay.
Responsible for finding promising new artists for record labels.
Yeah.
So she would go and like, basically in sports terms, it's a scout.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a pro scout. So,
and then if you do find someone, you get them signed to the record and then you're essentially their little manager.
You'd probably get like a percentage or something.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I would hope.
Making the money.
Yeah. So she was really good at what she did.
Cool.
Russell Simmons,
he enjoyed that.
Not good.
Oh. At A&R or as a human? No,
as a human.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Garbage human.
Is he
really?
I know that he fucked around and fell in love and then kind of got caught.
Can't love these hoes, bro.
This shit came out and then he bounced out to Bali, didn't he?
Sick. Or, is he still there?
Is he still there?
I don't know.
Dude. I don't know either. I know that he did leave. Like he was like pending.
He Polanski'd it?
Pending something or other like to.
He's
like
never been charged.
Oh.
Okay. So maybe he was just in fear that he would be charged because Bali doesn't have an extradition law for the States. Mm-hmm. So there's no way that they can bring him back.
He's like, I'm not going to France. Let's go to Bali, baby.
Yeah. He's not staying in some embassy either.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I own Bali. I know North Bali. That's my shit.
He's getting some A&R in
North Bali. Fat Farm. That's what we call that.
And not only Russell Simmons, but L.A. Reid as well. Mm. He's the head of another record label.
And that also,
formerly,
he allegedly did this also to. Yes.
Is he in Bali?
What was her name?
Drew Dixon.
Drew Dixon. It was Drew. Yeah, Drew Dixon. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Drew Dixon in my locker.
It's buddy, awful. Politician's daughter, come on.
What?
You got a red dot on your face now. I'm going to take you out.
No, it's the same kind of thing. It's just it's sexual harassment. It's just theirs was a little more overt.
Audio?
It was like sexual assault. Yeah.
Man, like that's like at the office or like.
Jesus. Yeah, and, I think multiple and,
like,
places.
New,
yeah.
Yeah. Like multiple people places. Were like, oh.
Okay. That's crazy that it was multiple times. It wasn't just like one bad one. You fucked up and then they peaced out. But I know she was probably making a lot of money, but still.
But man, that's why I fucking go back to the adage that I said, like if I was a girl and you guys even smiled at me and you were strangers, I would take a knife.
Get on the fucking ground.
Yeah. Get the fuck. And they're like, you dropped $5 or like we were helping you. And like, and then you're like, oh, that bitch is crazy.
Can I take your order now?
Let me tell you a story.
Yeah.
Because, how the fuck? The third time. And then the chick just stabbed him in the throat. And then now she's doing time.
Yeah.
You're like, holy fuck.
I get that would also be obviously a crime.
Yeah.
Not exactly a heinous one. But like,
Do you and think?
Maybe not like one that fits the bill, but.
Do you think?
Jesus Christ.
There's a situation where it's in the office and he is like initiating it and then she has to like kind of run and then he's running after her and like stubs his knee or his toe and it like breaks the tension where he's like, ah, fuck. And she's like,
like he.
That's funny.
No,
I don't think so at all.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm just wondering what would break the tension.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I think someone else in the fucking office
being like, let's kick this door down and be like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't.
That would probably do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy to work anywhere where they're like, oh yeah, it's just the bosses.
I don't know how well I could maintain with a fucking stub toe. Like a good old stub toe.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like,
oh, that.
Don't
tension.
Fucking laugh at me.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you actually made it worse. I'm sorry. Don't take my idea. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No.
Damn, that sucks.
I found the exact opposite story here. And there is a documentary. There's actually two documentaries about it.
Some lady raped a guy?
Oh, fuck. Okay, so it's not a perfect opposite. It's so close, though.
Damn. Okay.
A guy by the name of Ari Nagel from Brooklyn. Oh. Do you know the name Ari Nagel?
I just read it today, and I can't remember the context in which I read it.
Oh, shit. Ari Nagel. He's a Jewish mathematics professor at Brooklyn College.
He was fucking with the numbers?
But different guy.
That name, like, just...
Ari Nagel?
Yeah, jumps out at me. Like, and that's an odd name.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty unique name.
Touching baby numbers? What was he doing?
No. Okay, so there's a couple of things that aren't exact opposites.
What the fuck? You said this is like a mirror image, and you're like, oh, well, maybe like a funhouse mirror, and then like some of the mirror's broken. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
No, okay, that's getting closer.
Now we're talking about something completely different.
Anyways, Ari Nagel is a white Jewish mathematics professor from Brooklyn has 118 kids.
Oh, yes.
Is this
Yes.
He is a free sperm donor. Yeah. So he'll
There's two documentaries, yeah.
One's called The Sperminator.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let that sink into your pussies. And then the
Baby Daddy?
The other one's The Baby Daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get it in a cup or you have to get it from
both.
The source?
So you could do artificial.
He'll come over?
All over. Anyways, he's also called the target donor.
How is this not prostitution?
There's litigation.
What the fuck?
Not all the time.
Back to Russell Simmons.
No.
Oh, okay. Russell Simmons fucked him?
No. Well, so the catch here is that Russell Simmons is black, rich, albeit dumb, rapist. Who doesn't get anyone pregnant. This is a smart white Jew who is effectively poor and who deliberately gets people pregnant and doesn't rape them.
Yeah. Well, he's making smarter people.
That's a mirror image. That's like the other side of the coin.
Yeah.
Okay. So it could have been a woman who fucks kids.
Yeah.
But
you think Russ and Bill Cosby got together and were like, man, we approached this thing totally the wrong way.
Yes, they read an article about Ari Nagel and they're like, holy shit.
Damn.
So Ari Nagel inseminates naturally most of the time. Blows into a little diva cup, like a menstrual cup, and then it drips in? He just gives it to the woman for free in like the Target bathroom, local Target bathroom.
He will not turn anyone down.
That's true.
Man, that's so sick.
He has like 118 kids or more.
Yeah.
And he, the first like nine, it was just a verbal contract. Like he kind of put himself out there or responded to an ad on Craigslist looking for sperm donations. He's a registered sperm donor.
Is like glow in the dark or something? Or why are they so...
I have no idea.
He's got he's got like Michael Phelps of semen.
Possibly.
Just fucking shoots in there.
Yeah, the first like three times it wasn't actually a thing at all. He just walked by people and
he's like, I was down the street and I was in my house.
Yeah.
I was in my house and came and it shot out the window and this lady just got it on her.
It hit her in the fucking face like a little.
She was Puerto Rican, so she had six.
It's like a paintball.
That's insane.
Yeah. So the first nine decided to sue him for child support, which wasn't a part of their like handshake agreement.
He's like, I'm smart, but your mom wasn't.
So the first nine sued him successfully for child support. And oh, he's quoted in saying that the first nine, it's surprising that the first nine are, like they sued him for child support, but he is more surprised that the other 17 didn't.
Nice.
So 17 was where he was at when that number was, like when the doc and the interview was
done. What an idiot to say that publicly. Cause if you're one of the 17, they're like, well, I guess.
I mean, like you can only garnish so many wages, like half of his paycheck, and he's a professor, like a university professor.
Oh, so
half of his paycheck goes to child
support. I don't like this guy anymore.
And his wife didn't know.
Oh,
he had been doing this for like a decade.
Fucking awesome.
His wife didn't know. You heard about this just today, Tyler?
Yes. I was scrolling Reddit, and
That's a perfect Reddit story.
It was like today I learned.
That's a sick fucking crazy. And like a hilarious, movie. Like you could like there's comedy in that you're like, this is funny, but this is fucked up.
Yeah.
Did it's Russell, like an Adam Sandler movie. Russell Simmons had a wife?
Probably. I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
But I feel like we're doing a lot of disservice to the
I know.
Russell Simmons doc.
Yeah.
It's nothing against Kirby Dick.
Okay.
As soon as I found out about this fucking Sperminator, I've had nothing else to talk about, and I haven't thought about the doc at all. So it's just a remarkable story. Like that's an antithesis to Russell Simmons.
Sorry.
But Russell Simmons raped more than one woman.
Yes.
I mean, Ari Nagel.
No more Ari. Okay.
Like 19 accusations against him.
Yeah. And he's not legal. Like he hasn't had a trial.
I don't know that anyone has brought anything actually legal against him.
It's just all accusations.
Yeah, there's not been enough evidence to charge him.
Yeah.
I think it has been that they decided to come forward.
Yeah,
half and half because of the Me Too movement that this was happening.
Yeah,
and it fucking happens everywhere. So they decided to speak up.
Yeah,
they had an experience as well.
Yeah,
well, that's it. Drew Dixon said, she was so terrified at the beginning.
Yeah,
and then the Me Too movement happened. She's like, no, you know what? I'm done being a victim. I'm going to be someone.
Well, because money is fucking terrifying. Like Russell Simmons' money is goddamn fucking nightmarish. I don't know.
Does he actually have that much money?
Oh,
huge money.
Dude, okay, he owns Def Jam Records.
But does he still own it?
Well, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
He's got tons of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like hundreds of millions.
They
call him the king of hip hop.
John McAfee was on an island making meth. And he had billions of dollars, so it is possible to still have it and go crazy. Which is impressive that Tyson lost hundreds of millions of dollars. That's fun.
And then he's going to murder Jake Paul live on TV.
Kill a white kid legally. That's going to...
Tyson's getting hungry again.
Eat both of his ears.
Yeah, so...
But yeah, that's fucked.
Yeah. Like the whole entertainment industry, I always say it, I think I said it during the Anthony Weiner episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like absolute power corrupts. Like when you're at the top, Russell Simmons was at the top of his industry.
Yeah.
He was the man.
Yeah.
So what more can you do?
Well, you do shit that you know you shouldn't do just because you think you can get away with it.
Right.
Yeah. You have to exercise your power somewhere. Otherwise commit suicide.
Yeah.
Like you won. There's nothing else. You got money, women, whatever.
But you can't really do seppuku every day.
No, but you got a Cosby at some point. Like he was absolutely at the top of his game. Weinstein.
Yeah.
Simmons.
Cosby. That's the only way to explain it. Like literally, that's the only way. Like,
is there any women in that?
You got to break the law to feel something. Absolute
power that do stuff like that. Like you think it's like a human trait or just like a male human trait?
I'm leaning towards that it's a human trait because women grow up with this no matter what kind of woman you are and what class you find yourself in. This shit is across the board.
Badass
there are there are poor rapes and there are rich rapes, but it doesn't matter about class.
But it's just so crazy that it's so prevalent in stuff like the entertainment industry where these rich and powerful people.
It's like an industry with gatekeepers. It's right. Just once you have that, it was like, oh, fuck. We're going to have to do some weird shit to get behind these fucking
I don't know
gates.
What it is, though. About
I assume why Jeff Bezos is not a great guy.
No, I assume so.
Oh, wait, look at him. He's fucking like a fucked up version of Professor X.
Yeah. Definitely. He's like the Lex Luthor of our timeline.
Hmm. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. He's going to get in an accident and be like, man, that's a sick-ass wheelchair he's got. And he's got some weird people around him. Ah, oh, fuck.
But like you never, maybe it's because it's not interesting, but like this isn't a rampant thing in like the oil industry or petroleum.
I bet well, you I mean, it is.
It's a very male-dominated industry.
It is. Yeah. I mean, like there's male and male rape for sure, but like.
Absolutely.
Oh, dude, Exxon was like, fuck you, Shell.
Yeah.
Or like smothering chicks in oil.
It seems to be the entertainment industry, but the entertainment industry feeds on itself. Like, and there's news about newscasters. Like that's a snake eating its tail for sure.
And it's very like Mitch said, gatekeepers, right? Like, so if I want to become an actor, and
especially
there's a executive or like a studio head, was like. Yeah, I could make you famous, but you got to do this.
I wonder too
if people want it so bad, right?
Yeah,
like the microchip industry, or like mining or coring, or like rare materials from the earth, like resource extraction. That industry, or oil, or farming. There's no fucking.
I don't think so, because those industries are like physically demanding. So if you're mentally trying to do that, you would, even if it was a woman, she'd be like, I will beat the living fuck out of you.
To a different point though, a little more subtle, in that the entertainment industry can destroy itself, and it won't fundamentally change the way humans live their lives. But if the oil industry blows up because all the CEOs are fucking everyone below them, literally fucking them.
Yeah.
And like rape and sexual assault and everything in between.
Yeah.
That would bring the world to its knees. But if we don't ever see another movie again, fuck it. Like you're allowed to report.
Dude, hopefully no oil execs see this, because you just gave them some ideas.
Yeah, but
it's not we good. Can run free.
Like the entertainment industry can destroy itself from within. So it does, but you can't destroy Monsanto's, because then you don't eat corn ever. You don't eat soybeans ever again. That's going to be fucking bad.
But it's like going back to the gatekeeping thing, right? So like you go to, or you know, woman A goes to Intel to get a job in microchips. Mm. And the CEO says, okay, I'll get you a job, but you have to have sex with me.
Yeah, let me see those micro nips. Yeah.
So she says, no, fuck that. And she goes to AMD. Like, and like, it's not like,
I suppose,
whereas in Hollywood or entertainment industry, music, stuff like that. Like, if Russell Simmons says, I'll give you a job, but you're going to fuck me. Yeah. And you say no. Well, he's going to be like, you know what? I'm really good friends with the guy at Sony Records.
Yeah, he just makes four phone calls.
I'm really good friends with the guy at, Acme Records, whatever.
Yeah.
Like you basically, like there's so many stories of people in Hollywood or music or whatever being blacklisted, right?
Yeah.
But you don't get blacklisted in microchips, or you don't get blacklisted in the oil industry. Like
you do get blacklisted in things like programming. Like if you're working for Google, Google will fuck you.
Yeah, but those are like new, like woke.
That's true.
I think companies are smart enough to know that, oh, this guy left Google. Google's shitting on him. Oh, he's probably a pretty good director. They didn't want to lose a pretty good programmer. They didn't want to lose him. Like, I feel like industry is smart enough to know that. But in the entertainment industry, like so much is built on personality and
perception
of the person. So like,
it's almost like charisma. It's
right.
I don't want to say that it's not about that you inherently have no knowledge. I don't want to say that, because obviously it's a complicated job dealing with millions of dollars and contracts that could make or break millions, but it kind of just runs down on that. You're either a people person or you're not. It's not that you have knowledge in your head that can't be found somewhere else.
Right.
But so if you're like a chemical scientist,
or
you're probably going to keep that job.
But if you're an actor just starting out and you know, you turn someone down and they say, oh, to the MGM studio head, Oh yeah, there's real clear evidence that Christian fucks kids, and they put that out to TMZ or
that audio.
They put that out
or that Mitch fucks kids. Yeah. Or
hey man,
Tyler fucks kids.
Or anything. As long as we do it together, bud.
Anything really.
They put that out to TMZ or Entertainment Tonight or something like that.
Right? Yeah, like the Scientology shit.
Your reputation started. Like you're done. No one wants to see a movie with
the oil industry doesn't care if you have sex with kids.
I suppose,
but they don't care because.
The oil industry,
it doesn't affect them.
It doesn't bank on how you feel about shit.
Yeah.
They just be like, oh, let the law.
Yeah. Well, it banks on the fact that you use plastic every fucking day and you probably have a vehicle.
The whole Johnny Depp Amber Heard thing.
Yeah.
Like they choose a massive part of the Aquaman series. They took her out because fuck, she's tainted now. No one is going to go watch that shit with her in it.
Yeah. Like I wasn't going to watch it anyway.
She a fish?
If you're listening, Aquaman people, fuck you.
She a fish? She's a fish?
No. She deserves to be out. She's a fucking horrible human being.
Also, no, Aquaman's shitty. It's a different point. No. These are two points. I'm not going to watch it because of Amber Heard. Sure. But I wasn't going to watch it anyways because it sucks.
Yeah, but you can't say to the Aquaman people, fuck you, because she deserved not to be in it.
Stop wasting resources on bullshit fucking movies.
It's a good movie.
Dude, have you fucking seen Aquaman? Yeah. He swims so good.
He's fab.
And the other fishes are like, shit.
But yeah, so like it's crazy the entertainment industry and how like
it would. I was just gonna say it would be nice to know if it was elsewhere, but it's in the military. It's definitely in the military.
Yeah, sure.
And it's on college campuses, as Kirby Dick also did. That was the hunting ground.
Fuck. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No,
I have not either. But have you seen the hunting ground?
The military is like again. It's one of those absolute power things, right?
It's like it's like the trifecta of sexual assault pervasiveness and. Most culture, I would assume, but like American culture for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Colleges,
damn.
The military. So like education, upper education, the military and entertainment.
Yeah.
The big three, some say.
I don't even know what the fuck else is left.
Banking.
Be homeless.
And banking?
Oh, no, you're going to get molested if you're homeless.
And like construction, maybe.
Fuck. But,
yeah.
Jesus.
But yeah. No, it's.
So fuck Fat Farm.
Yeah, and Def Jam, and...
What the fuck is Fat Farm?
What?
Is
it P-H-A-T?
Yeah.
What do you think they spelt it? Come on.
I don't know.
Come on.
Yeah, it's a clothing brand.
Yeah.
Okay. I used to have a Fat Farm sweater. I thought we were talking about something else.
No.
That was Russell Simmons?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. You supported a rapist at the height.
I got that sweater for free.
Oh.
You still wore it. That's still supportive.
Yeah, man. You got blood on your shoulders.
Damn. There's pictures of me in that thing.
It's all right, man. I bought a bunch of Kanye records, and he was on Def Jam, so.
Recently you bought those?
No, they're old Kanye.
Good Kanye.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Before he found the light.
College Dropout?
Yeah.
Prime.
Is that the album name?
Yeah.
You are young. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm young.
It is.
It's that I have... other things going on. I do this for you.
Really? But, just for me to yell at you?
Yeah. It's so fucked up. Like,
damn.
And how do you stop it?
Well,
I don't know.
You can't.
Have AI that's the crazy execs. Part.
Be okay with losing your job. But that's not fair.
Yeah.
That's not fair at all. Because this is going to sound so fucked up. But I can't believe that it's not true in some sense. Everyone... 10 people in a line looking for this job, 9 of them walk away because of like sexual assault, harassment, or something of that ilk. The 9th person or the 10th person is going to be like, fuck, yeah, I'll do it, whatever. I don't care.
Well,
but like, that fucks everything.
We just needed that one.
Fucks it up. Yeah, so honestly. Yeah. There isn't 2 A&R people in Drew Dixon's position. There was her position. That was it.
There was a comedian that just came out recently and said that, you know, when they were... him and this other comedian.
Did someone touch Sweet Matt Rife?
Yeah. That's what they're... Oh, have really? You heard this?
That's such a fucking stupid, hilarious story.
Yeah. So I don't know who this other comedian is.
Neither do I.
But he's like alt-right type of guy. But he said that, this executive came to him and said, I will make you both internet famous. All you have to do is suck my dick.
Oh, is that Zane Gillis?
No. Shane Gillis?
No, Zane.
No.
It's definitely Zane.
And okay, The person telling the story was not Shane Gillis. Also, the person telling the story, from what I understand, they were in a relatively small room. And he said by the time he stood up, took like three steps and put his hand on the door, Matty Rife was already on his knees with the dick in his mouth. So like logistically, you're like, was this done in like light speed? Like how? It's just hilarious that you're like.
So basically what he's saying, like this executive said, I'll make you guys internet famous.
Yeah. And this guy's like, hell no.
Wait, so who came up with this story first?
The guy.
This other comedian.
The guy who. Of course he did.
Of course. Yeah. Matt Rife wasn't like, let me tell you a crazy story on how I got famous.
Yeah. But so that's why I think.
Like, he's fucking.
This other comedian.
That's such a dumb story.
They probably came up together.
But that's so tricky because.
It taints everything.
Well, yeah. Not only, but like that is the exact situation in which we would blame or simply outright not believe someone like Drew Dixon.
Right.
Drew Dixon tells you that story and you're like, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I don't believe you. That's insane.
Yeah.
But it happened to her.
Yeah.
And it could easily have happened to these two guys. Yeah. But like we automatically were like, no, that's a ridiculous story. The one guy
was like, no, I am not. I have integrity.
It's not integrity. You don't want to suck a dick.
That's what he said.
Right. That's it. That's all it is.
You're but like, it's such a bullshit made up story. Like, well, it's so stupid.
But how do you know, though?
Because the way that he is telling the story, and at the time, like, Matt Rife is, like, insanely popular right now. And
right, but that's the crux of it.
But comedians would see it as, like, it's not justified that he's in that position. Like, that fucking Bobby Altoff girl, everyone's like, she's an industry plant. Because people can't fathom that she came out of nowhere and just blew up.
Yeah, actually does good comedy.
Wait, what?
That Bobby whatever doesn't...
Like, she does
she's,
good?
She's
she
not
does
funny.
Good comedy, you
that's
said?
That's the point, right? That she's so, not funny.
That's the whole shtick.
But how is she popular?
Is
that what you're saying? Like people think that she's a plant.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
she's
yeah.
not fucking funny, but she's still fucking popular.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Same with Matt Rife. It's completely possible.
Yeah.
Why not?
Exactly.
That's the pernicious.
Exactly. But the easy way is like, oh, well, no, this is what they did. Or like,
no,
and then
that's
it taints.
Tricky part.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
Something like Drew Dixon's.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I don't understand how someone like her is like, oh yeah, Drew Dixon went completely postal and fucking killed everyone at Fat Farm. You're like, oh
no,
yeah,
true.
No, I get it.
But
I don't know if she should go to jail. Like she shouldn't.
But like that's a weird situation that for some reason we ought to automatically believe now Drew Dixon's story. But this other guy in the Matt Rife situation, we're like, no, that's fucking ridiculous. It's not possible.
Well,
of course it's fucking possible.
That's
the tricky part. I know, I know nothing about this, but like at first glance, it seems super fucking irresponsible to say, obviously that's not true.
And was the Russell Simmons shit, like the Cosby stuff where it was kind of at like just below the surface that like people knew that he wasn't the greatest dude?
No. I think he was always revered as like a great guy.
Alicia Keys was like, he bought me pianos.
Cool. And like,
he bought me pianos.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
One of his employees, like they interviewed her, she's like, you know, like I just think to myself, like, how didn't I see it? This was going on like right beneath my nose, and like I supported this man for you know.
Why didn't he do
years.
Anything to me?
Why was he so happy all the time?
Yeah, every time he saw Drew. Like,
the one time, like with Drew Dixon, I think it was maybe the first time he assaulted her.
It was in his apartment.
Yeah. So
they do say the first cut is the deepest.
So he invited her over after some awards show, I believe. And it was like, hey, come here. And she's like, well, no, I got to go home. He's like, oh no, like you're an A&R executive. Like I'm going to get you a studio car to come pick you up and take you home. Don't take a taxi. That's for peasants.
Yeah.
So
what a nice guy.
Yeah, she goes up to his apartment. He's like, oh, here, like, I just have to go do something. Like, I really want to show you this new demo. It's in the CD player in my room. Oh. So goes into the room. She's like, goes to place, and then he walks in and he's naked.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wonder what this. It was like a new Kanye jam or something.
I don't know. There wasn't. That was just a ruse to get her in the bedroom.
Mm. Damn it! That sucks.
And it's fucking horrible to think that like. If you're in that situation, do you get into a fist fight with Russell Simmons?
A naked Russell Simmons? Yeah. He's naked, dude.
And like the details weren't out there, but like just for fun, a lubed up, like oily Russell Simmons.
Who's probably naked. Has like Foot Clan, like house servants behind him too.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing.
To is be that, like, we'll get her. And you're like, oh shit.
You know that he doesn't live in that building alone.
Yeah.
And if he has the ability to just call a town car, like
Jasper, get her
immediately.
Oh fuck.
Yeah. He's got like a panic button on the side.
Call the dogs, Christopher.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit. That's fucked up, man.
I assume in like behind closed doors that he does put on like
has a British accent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just assume all black rich dudes do. It makes them fun.
Do you want to get into Fat Farm?
Like Jay-Z. It's just like, Beyonce.
Yeah.
Get over here.
Just for fun.
Why not?
Fuck it. You've got the money. Who cares?
Yeah. Fuck it.
Yeah. But like, what do you do? Do you get into a fight? Do you go along with it? But then do you go along with it and try to make the best of it? Or do you go along with it and like fight and
scream
the whole fucking time?
That's probably what he wants.
But that's what Drew said. She just,
like, oh man,
what the fuck? She was so frozen with fear, yeah. Right? She just kind of blacked out.
Yeah.
And the next thing
that would be the best case scenario. Well, yeah. Literally black out.
Well, your brain just goes like, oop, we don't need to be here. Yeah.
And she said the next thing she remembers is her being in the bathtub. In his apartment.
Oh. Getting like rinsed off by a man in a black suit.
You think he's doing it? He's like, I'm sorry, Mr. Simmons.
He's got that earpiece and the fucking sunglasses.
I'm sorry, Mr. Simmons did this to you.
Yeah, or it's the maid.
Yeah.
This is how he gets them.
I'm just glad it wasn't me.
But, yeah, holy, why is she Mexican? Why is the maid Mexican? Family Guy. It's Family Guy, everyone. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah. That's fucked up, man. Like, yeah.
What the fuck do you do? I don't know. And then, you go home, or like you ask for that town car now. I don't know.
Yeah, and he's like, "Oh, you can't. Oh, hey, you can't stay the night. Like,
here's bus money.
Yeah, it wasn't that good, so you got to take the cab. Like, you son of a bitch.
And like,
it's like a loyalty.
Or like, you ask for a raise. Like, so I get like a $30,000 raise, right?
He's like, if you a fucking raise, give me a fucking raise.
You got the Simmons dick, girl. Like, yeah, I didn't really want it.
And I understand that. Like, obviously, you know, if anyone accuses anyone of something, they're gonna be like, oh no, I didn't do it.
Of course.
But like the fucking gall it takes to be like no, I know we had consensual sex a couple times, but that's it.
Like, and then to dip the Bali, like that doesn't look good. Yeah.
But like that's like the Gion Gomeshi thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
where's he at?
I just punched her in the back of the fucking head 12 times, like randomly.
Throughout the day? Or like in their sex session?
Well, I kind of think one of them was. Like he was in a park in like downtown Toronto and he just fucking clocked her.
Really?
Yeah. As far as I know, maybe I'm speaking like way out of fantasy memory shit, but like.
I don't know.
Did he dip? How one like, of them, did he dip to some crazy country?
I don't know. No. Not in Canada. No, he's Canadian.
Yeah.
No.
So
no,
what? You're saying Canada has extradition laws to everywhere?
No, he's probably the CEO of CBC.
He was.
No, dude, he works for CTV now.
Oh.
They're global.
He was hoping they'd arrest him, send him to like a country club jail.
Yeah.
That'd be tight.
Fuck. Yeah. But then, so then what do you say? Like, it's just consensual then?
Yeah.
Like she is making up stories. I guess this is the whole crux of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the essence of the problem. Is that like, as far as Russell Simmons is concerned, all he has to do is say that this was consensual. He has no idea what all of this, where it's coming from, because as far as he's concerned, they were fucking consensually.
There's no way he truly believes that, man.
No.
No, but like,
at what point the
if you had $100 million, would you want to keep it or be like, I guess let it go? No, of course you want to keep it.
At what point?
I believe fucking anything.
At what point do they say, okay, there's one accusation? Okay, well, no, we still believe Russell. There's two accusations. Oh, no, we still give him that. There's 19 fucking accusations. Mm-hmm. 19 women are all lying, saying it bullshit. Yeah. Like,
wait, what's the math on that? So if you divide $100 million by...
Yeah, that's crazy.
Just ask Donald Trump. He knows that math.
Divided by...
He's got more than 19, though, you think?
Yeah.
He's got like triple digits.
That's 5.25 mil each. I mean...
He could do it.
It's not a lot of money.
For one time? Or they got... Well, the one girl should get more if she got multiple. She should be like the lead.
I would hate to be a judge. Yeah. Holy fuck.
Why? You don't think I'd make a good judge?
No, just like putting the math against your sexual assault. Be like, so you got fucked 12 times, but
yeah, well, that's worse than once.
Fuck divided by 12 times 7.
Yeah, like 12 times throughout 10 years are once by 12 different people. That's like the same amount of weight.
I think this is the episode where we finally have to pull a plug.
Fucking, who gives a fuck?
Let's talk about Ari Nagel. Not one, but two documentaries.
We need to put both those in the jar.
I'm okay with picking one.
Yeah.
We don't have to watch both. I mean,
can you pick one? Can the other one be like stuck to it?
And they're only like 3 years apart, the documentaries.
Yeah.
Like
they're recent too.
One was 2021, I think, and the other one was 2023.
We watched the one and he has 17, and the next one it's like
it's 100. It grows. It does.
Within a year, there's like a crazy, there's like 80 kids.
The Israeli government barred him from being a legitimate legal sperm donor.
Because he shot too many?
It's too many. Yeah.
So
I think it's that he's not financially.
All countries, you would think that they'd be like, more people, the better.
That's the first rule.
But they're all related.
Okay. Do you know where they are?
Oh, God.
They're already all related.
The first mitzvah, I guess, like that's like the rule book of Judaism, like in the Torah, I think maybe.
Yeah.
I'm speaking way out of turn. Anyone who knows, correct me. All six of you. I think mitzvahs are like rules in their holy book, one of the holy books. Because there's like a rule book and then there's the story book.
Don't spread your seed too thin.
The Talmud and the Torah, I think. Anyways, we're getting way off track. The first one is essentially be fruitful and multiplying.
Yeah, so doggy.
He's fucking planting trees like Johnny Appleseed.
I just opened up the one. I don't need any more of this.
Whoa.
Let's go.
I'm just going to repeat that one 10 times.
Yeah. Hopefully they don't sue.
Yeah. He's like Bart Simpson when he does a bad thing in school. He's like, be fruitful and multiply, bitch. Be fruitful and multiply.
At what point, like, I know New York City is a very large city, but at what point do you start to be like, holy fuck, like, where's my half-sibling?
Yeah.
Like,
should
we do an ancestry DNA thing before we hook up?
Yeah, you're going to get like a homeless Seattle kid situation.
Oh, that was amazing.
Or you're like,
sad, but amazing.
Yeah, my dad or my cousin's my pimp. I'm not quite sure.
In Iceland, like,
there's that app.
They have to.
I want to get that app just to fuck with the.
They have to check to see if they're related or not.
Yeah. So, like, before the app, what'd they do? Throw like stones out into the water, and if they sunk, like, I guess we can't do this.
Yeah. I don't know.
Or like threw birds up in the air, and we're like, oh, no, we're cousins.
They kept a locket with all the names of their granddads and shit.
Yeah. Like, oh, you fucked Tammy Sue? Damn. Okay.
It's probably best case scenario, it's in New York City because there's a fuck ton of people.
Yeah.
But imagine like, you know, Delaware. Yeah. Like this guy's just like
spread. That would be awesome.
Half the population of Delaware.
He just sees some pamphlet in Oklahoma. He's like, I'm going there. Let's go.
I mean, at least Oklahoma has a lot of space. Yeah. Delaware, not so much.
That's true. Pick a small. Yeah, that's a pretty small state.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, that's hilarious.
I believe it is the smallest state. Maybe smallest? Rhode Island. I think Delaware is the smallest, though.
Mm. I think you're right.
You don't know shit about the states. Shut up.
I don't know. Yeah, whatever. I'm just going with it.
Fuck Russell Simmons, man.
Yeah.
Or don't. Try so really how, hard not to.
Yeah. How much prison time you think he should do?
The rest of his life.
Should do.
Yeah. How old is he? Like 70-something?
He's got to be
Russell
close.
Simmons is 66.
66. The thing with sending him to prison, though, I feel like...
He was married at one point.
He was?
He got divorced in 2009.
Because of this? Or?
I mean, I would assume so. It's about the right time frame, I think, that accusations started coming out.
Okay.
I don't remember the date of Drew Dixon's assaults.
Yeah.
That's a wild
story. Well, I mean, it started in the 80s.
I was going to say, I can't imagine Drew was the first either.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like... Yeah.
So
dude, she's like, not a down ass bitch like Cosby's wife, eh?
This guy is such
Cosby's wife's still with him.
Oh wow.
Yeah, dude.
This Russell Simmons is such a fucking like garbage person. Like so when like TMZ or like paparazzi are like taking pictures of him when he's getting in his vehicle.
Yeah.
And like what do you have to say? What do you have to say? He like gets in his vehicle and he's in a vehicle with all women. And then he just looks over at the woman in the like the passenger seat. He's like, you can't tell what he says to her, obviously, because he's in the vehicle and they're outside.
Shut the fuck up. But bitch, did I touch your pussy?
But he's probably like, you need to kiss me right now just to show that I'm not a monster.
On the penis?
And she leans over and like they make out like as he's driving away.
What? And it's not his wife?
Wait, Russell, what do you have to say?
Yeah,
basically. I feel like that's not the right thing to do.
Yeah, well, no, but
I fuck all the women in my life.
But he's just like, no.
Check out this dumb bitch. Like, no, what?
But that's him saying to the photographers and reporters, yeah. Like, look, I can't be a rapist. Look, she's kissing me voluntarily.
Right.
They want me.
But that's in his mind. That's what he's saying.
He is
right?
Mentally fucking destroyed.
Yeah. Whew. Yeah. I feel like.
Dude, he's doing some wild shit in Bali then.
Oh, yeah. God, I feel like damn. If you want to be anything more than like middle management, you probably should you have be a to rapist? Take. No. That used to be the requirement. This is the opposite now.
I thought I could make something of myself.
So like to be like a sports instructor.
Yeah.
In Ontario.
Yeah, least. Like sensitivity training exactly. Or whatever. Yeah.
Like leadership training almost.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's doing this right now.
Those would be hilarious.
A gymnastics instructor.
Wait, so like I can't fuck the kids? Like, yes, for the third time.
Wow.
We've gone over that. We covered that on Tuesday and it's next Thursday.
We're like, going to finish the training and you're not.
The fact that you brought that up. Like, yeah. Oh, I just thought we could, you know, you get like, you know how one sometimes a little grain of sand sneaks through.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never thought about it like that.
But yeah, definitely. Because it seems that like inevitably...
Like if you make over a certain amount of money, you need to do this on a like a quarterly basis.
Yeah, like if you're going to war, like you got to go through this training because you're mentally going to see some shit.
Yeah.
So you got to be prepared. Yeah. And they're like, no, I don't need this. And they're like, no. We got to go like basic training.
Like legally.
Like we got to fucking break you down and build you back up because you are going to get in a position where you're fucking Mr. Manhattan and like, you're like, I'll fucking touch everyone. Like, and they're like, No.
Like no human being can withstand the amount of like power you're about
we
to
cannot,
have.
Like whether it's fucking anything, like dictatorships.
Jesus.
Anything. Yeah, well,
so
I think so. I think that's a good idea.
Russell Simmons is a vegan. So.
No, he's not never mind.
Do you think that means he doesn't eat pussy? But,
have you heard about the Harriet Tubman sex tape controversy?
Wait, Harriet?
How the fuck does
Harriet?
No, okay.
Hold up.
But have you heard about this?
It would have to have been like a crank.
No.
This is a joke.
Yeah. So, but literally.
Is this a fish sticks joke? I'm confused.
In August of 2013, Simmons launched the controversial Harriet Tubman sex tape parody video on his YouTube channel. It was like a comedy sketch where Harriet Tubman has sex with her slave owner to blackmail him into... helping work on the Underground Railroad.
Oh my God.
And
I think I love Russell Simmons now, guys.
Like Spike.
Is it still on YouTube?
Well, that's the last thing it says, despite his apology in 2013, the nature of shareable digital media has allowed the comedy video to continue to circulate on YouTube and around the web.
Dude.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Like that's so fucked up. So Spike Lee came out and said he's super offended and disgusted by the video.
That's pretty fucking wrong.
Man, I wonder who's in it.
Yeah, I guess.
What?
Who do you think is in it? Who's the black guy?
Or the black lady. There'd probably be black people in it. I'm sure there's a husband crying or something.
Yeah.
Man, that's probably so fucked up.
Yeah.
It's like the most fucked up, like the 10 minutes, the most fucked up part of Django. You're like, this is.
What if it was Simmons dressed as a woman?
And he's getting banged out by some dude?
Oh, he's on top. He's riding down.
This is his apology.
I'm Harriet.
This is his apology after the video. He says, I'm a very liberal person.
I guess.
With thick skin. My first impression of the Harriet Tubman piece was that it was about what one of the actors said in the video.
I'm a genius.
That 162 years later, there's still tremendous injustice. And with Harriet Tubman outwitting the slave master, I thought it was politically correct. Silly me.
Didn't she get raped, though?
Outwitting the slave master?
I can now understand why so many people are upset. I would never condone violence against women in any form. And for all those offended, I am sincerely sorry.
Starting now.
Yeah.
I hope to Christ the afterlife is real. And Harriet Tubman's just sitting there. And then Russell Simmons comes in and she's just like, fuck you. And just beats the living fuck out of him. It's like,
we got to talk.
Yeah. Or like, how'd you get my story so accurate? But yeah, she'd definitely be like, I'm going to fuck you up. Because what the fuck? Or she's like, shit, I assumed you would have been a white guy. That's crazy that you're a black dude.
Russell Simmons?
Yeah. Or you just made a video that insane that like, oh, clearly, like, no, no, no. It's about Harriet Tubman getting raped, and but she's the one that's empowered. And you're like, whoa, what?
That sounds like a fucking Dave Chappelle joke.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like some kind of like social justice activist piece for women's rights and protection.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that sounds like you're a fucking idiot.
You want to hear something fucked up?
I mean, the last couple things you've said have been out there.
So Oprah Winfrey was originally an executive producer on this movie.
I had read about this.
Dude, she was pressured by Russell Simmons to cancel the release, so she left the project.
Has she said this now? Because it was like, what was it? Like 20 minutes before it was going to premiere at Sundance, or maybe like...
They pulled it then?
Like 2 days or something before it was going to premiere at Sundance, and she had backed it the whole way, and she was getting clips to like test screening.
So she knew what it was?
100%. She knew what it was. Oh, and then like Jesus a day Christ. Or two before Sundance, or maybe hours before, she sends them... as in like Kirby Dick and Amy
Zierling.
Oprah sent them?
Oprah sent the team.
Yeah.
Kirby and Amy.
Yeah.
An email.
Yeah.
Saying that she has to back out. She completely pulls her support because there's revisions that need to be made. 20 minutes later, Oprah Winfrey goes completely public with this, saying that she's pulling support.
Yeah.
Like a day or two before it's going to premiere at Sundance. But it won many, many awards at Sundance. And
it won awards?
Yeah. It did good job.
She eventually cited that there were inconsistencies in Drew Dixon's story that gave her pause.
Really? I also read that she wanted to flesh out more of those personal stories that she was seeing being told. She wanted more details. So somehow in a fucking celebrity workaround, that's the same sentence.
Well, and then Winfrey has also said that she believes the women who have accused Russell Simmons of sexual assault.
Yeah. What does she believe about them though? Like they eat food to survive, or that she believes their stories?
We can only make so much money off of them, so just keep them over there.
Yeah. That's a money losing project for Oprah. For sure.
Fuck, man.
But like, so you've read that she... Has she said, or has her team said, that they received pressure from Simmons?
Well, it says Oprah Winfrey withdrew as executive producer of the film after having been pressured by Simmons to cancel release.
Holy and shit. What's the site on that? Is there a citation for that?
Yes, there is.
Jesus.
Wow.
So
that's brutal. He's got to still be in Bali.
Hello, Oprah. Please don't support my film.
An article on IndieWire, January 17th of 2020, says Oprah says Russell Simmons tried to pressure her to drop sex abuse doc headed for Sundance.
Did Oprah talk to IndieWire about this? Or
that's really cool that she stood up to Russell Simmons and said, no, fuck you. That's what she said, right?
Yeah, I guess.
No, she backed out of it.
She backed out. So, she could have said, yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, she could have been like, suck all my dicks. I don't give a fuck. I'm Oprah.
Yeah.
Not like, oh, sorry, Russell.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you, Oprah.
Protectionism.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, shit. We were going to have a fucking Russell Simmons nephew on the Oprah Network next week. He juggles monkeys.
Fuck, I just read I read a quote from a woman, and she...
The great Ayn Rand?
No. This is the opposite of what Ayn Rand would say.
Oh.
So this woman said something along the lines of that.
Something logical?
There's a special place in hell for women who don't support women.
Yeah, bro.
But, Oprah. God fucking damn.
Yeah, bro.
Not cool, man.
Yeah. Like, there's got to be something. If, like we said, the afterlife and angels will be like, bitch, you fucked up.
Yeah, you were doing so good.
You were already on, like, some would say, the... losing team, and then you just started taking out teammates.
Yeah.
Like you guys could have worked together.
Crabs in a fucking
bucket. Done some shit. Yeah.
Yeah, stepping on each other's heads just so that you don't get stepped on too hard.
Yeah.
But that, I mean, in a weird way, like, that just goes to survival. Show, like, Russell Simmons's pull in the entertainment industry in America.
What the fuck?
Like, Oprah, like, there isn't a bigger fucking name. Like, she had TV shows, products of all kinds.
She's a network, man.
She owns a fucking magazine. And
she owns Hawaii now.
It's just her name. Like, yeah. I'm sure there's resorts, like there's spas.
What's her last name? Does anyone know her last name?
Winfrey?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
You didn't know it.
Of course, I fucking knew her name.
Do you know her husband's name?
Russell Simmons.
Close.
Godfrey Billingsworth.
Also pretty close.
Esquire.
Stedman.
Stedman. That's a pretty fucking British name. They definitely get it on with British
She
accents.
Found him in London.
Yeah.
In the ghetto. Like Lady and the Tramp. I'm going to take you home with America.
Yeah, that's fucking horrible.
Well, fuck Russell Simmons.
Yeah.
So we can't buy Def Jam records?
Who fucking did? Did you ever? Oh, yeah. You
Kanye, bro. Jay-Z. I got the Black Album. Kid Cudi. There was a lot of rap in that era that was on Def Jam.
Yeah, like, well, in the video games, Def Jam.
Yeah, there was like fighting. Yeah, did you play any of those? The Def Jam
games?
Like fighting games?
Nope.
Yeah.
I have seen them played, but.
You heard about it? You seen it?
Never actually played them.
Oh. No. They were cool. Could you be Russell Simmons?
I don't know. I assume probably.
That'd be sick. And then, like, his move is like an assault. Like, it's just so on the nose.
Oh, it was the quote that I was referring to is Madeleine Albright.
Who's that? Is that an author?
She's most likely an author. Yeah.
Well, I feel like Ayn Rand would, she'd be like, there is a special place in hell for me.
The devil and I, I'd sit right beside him.
Yeah. I made sure I fuck up other bitches. I want that seat. I'm like, okay, good for you.
Yeah. Jesus.
What's in the fishbowl this week, sir?
God damn. You're diddling that bowl, bro. Okay. Did you pick one?
Yeah. He's a bow diddler.
He's a bow diddler.
This one, I believe I know it.
Well, you just read the title.
Well, I believe I know it.
He just learned how to read, man. Come on. Just putting it together.
I just keep forgetting.
Oops. Shit.
It's the one on the left, man.
I know.
What's the one that Y comes before E sometimes?
No, I just hit the X on the...
You're sounding like you're really upset. It's okay.
I believe it's directed by Morgan Neville. I believe we've seen one of his documentaries before.
The name sounds familiar.
Morgan Neville.
Classic. Morgan
Neville. He sounds British. He's for sure British. I make films.
Morgan Neville.
Yeah.
That does sound familiar.
Yeah.
He did Mickey, The Story of a Mouse, which I've seen on Disney Plus, which is really good.
Mm. Just about Mick. Just about old Steamboat Willie.
The Saint of Second Chances we watched, didn't we?
Yeah, it's in public domain.
No, we didn't watch that.
The what?
We've talked about it.
Yeah.
The Saints of Second Chance.
That's the baseball kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. What were you saying?
Isn't Steamboat Willie in the public domain now?
Yeah.
Nothing's happening with that. No one's doing anything with it.
I follow a dude on Instagram, like a graffiti artist that has done some shit with it. And like the wheel... And where, like, the steamboat thing is dicks. So it's, like, blowing out steam. And then the wheel is, like, dicks. And there's a whole bunch of dicks. It's pretty cool.
If you're going to do anything, I mean, it's got to be dicks.
The dude's name's Meep. His shit's awesome. He took, like, the little, is it Grimace, the purple dude from McDonald's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And made it a toy, but it's, like, a purple butt plug.
Oh.
It's fucking awesome.
Morgan Neville directed Won't You Be My Neighbor.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
He also directed this one.
A not prolific rapist.
Yes. Correct.
Yes.
So this one is 20 Feet from Stardom.
Dude, this...
No shit.
This is good. Have you seen this?
No.
You've told me about it like a zillion times.
Yeah. Cool. It's good, man.
20 Feet from Stardom.
It's fucking good.
I just saw a documentary on a list somewhere. I can't remember what it was, but it's called The Hit. I think it's called The Hitmen.
That's also good.
It's basically the same thing. Like, they're all the backing musicians for, like...
Yeah, that's like that...
Alice... Not Alice in Chains. What's his name?
Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper.
It's like the Wrecking Crew, dog.
Yeah, but like modern like rock that, Wrecking Crew.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the hit bring in these dudes. Yeah.
Yeah, they'll nail your live show.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, 20 no, Feet this, from this Stardom. Is fucking...
Hey, this sick. Film has been compared to the similarly themed book... The Wrecking Crew, the inside story of rock and roll's best kept secret.
Cool.
Which chronicles the stories of uncredited studio musicians.
Yeah. We should put that in the jar. I don't think it's in there.
Yeah, it's super good, man. Because they would just talk about like if you're like...
It is a documentary now as well?
Yeah. But it was just like artists would be like, oh, I'm like, whoever, you're super fucking popular, but you need a studio and like you get these guys in and they'll fucking bang it out.
Yeah.
At like such, and have ideas that you're like, oh fuck, I didn't know we could
do that. There was a woman in the Wrecking Crew. She was a bass player. And I think that she is on, I think it was like 145 platinum hits.
What the fuck?
She did the bass line. She invented the bass line for 145.
So like just to create
platinum records,
be in a mindset of creating something and being like, wait, we got that chick in our toolbox. Like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
No, this doc's super cool.
20 feet from stardom. Yeah. I've heard so much about it, but good. I kind of know nothing.
Something a little bit more uplifting.
Well, Michael Jackson's in it. So, well, they talk about
Wiener was cool. That was fine.
He's still alive. Mike isn't, man. Mike's dead.
Okay, well, we'll be back next week with 20 feet from stardom.
Yeah, this one's good.
Okay, you gentlemen have a fantastic week.
Bye. Later.